As we've mentioned here on this show, today is Juneteenth. And right here in Rock Hill, we're about to continue to celebrate Juneteenth over the next couple of days. And we have the folks in here from Juneteenth Rock Hill. We have the president, Mr. Stacy Anderson, as well as a great friend of this show and a personal friend as well, Sabrina Miles. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
It's like a reunion this morning.
Yes. It is.
All
it
of
is.
Us. It oh, my is. Goodness. All right. We're going to start with you, Stacy. Just kind of give us the walkthrough of Juneteenth. I know it became a national or federal holiday in 2021. And for a lot of folks, that was sometimes their first time hearing some of the stories behind Juneteenth.
Yeah, and that's while we're doing what we're doing, just really trying to continue to increase the knowledge of Juneteenth and not just a day off or holiday, make sure folks understand the history behind it. I mean, think about it. In 1863, for the Emancipation Proclamation to be signed and folks being told they're free but not find out until 2 years later, you know, you can only imagine the excitement, you know, to hear that and like, okay, what do we do from here? You know, so really what we're trying to do now is just really Rock Hill, all the surrounding counties and areas, just make sure that folks understand you know, that there's still so much work to do, that we can continue to share this history, celebrate the real reason of being free. Mm. Yeah.
And Sabrina, that's part of it, right? It's explaining the history, talking about that journey. Back then, they did not have the internet to let everyone know, right, that you're free. So those in Texas had to wait a full year.
2 years.
Two years.
2 years. And we know now people don't want to work 5 minutes over their time.
No, you're
and
right.
And they worked 2 years.
Wow.
I could only imagine what the reaction was. Like to what you mentioned, Stacy, being overwhelmed with joy, but then thinking, two years?
I've been working.
Wow.
2 years that I shouldn't have been working.
Man. So it's honoring the past, learning about our history, as well as celebrating the future.
That's right.
And when we
right.
talk about the future, what does that look like? How do you continue to promote the future under the Juneteenth discussion?
You know, we want people to realize that Juneteenth is a celebration for all people. Mm-hmm. People like to talk about Black history. It's American history. Mm-hmm. And it's inclusive. And Juneteenth is the opportunity for our country to right a wrong. Mm. And that's why we want everyone to come out to celebrate with us. And also, as you say, moving forward, we want people to work with us throughout the year, because this doesn't just happen Friday and Saturday. We plan for 11 months. Mm. And we would like to invite others from the community to get involved, to help us think about how can we promote American history throughout the year and not just on Juneteenth.
And so many fun events coming up this weekend to celebrate. Yeah. Are we starting with Friday the 20th at Food Truck Friday? Talk about that.
Man, that's always an amazing time. We're talking with the city, putting this on again. Again, the 11th year.
Yeah.
This has been happening, and they shared, we don't know if we've seen a crowd like we did last year. And I was like, well, just wait. You know, we've got like this superstar Rudy Kearns
yes,
that was born and raised here in Rock Hill. You know, Dove Award winning, you know, Grammy nominated and all of that great stuff. So he's coming and he brings such a great crowd with him everywhere he travels in and out of the country. But it's something about music that just, it just soothes the soul. And I think it brings everybody out and gets everybody on one accord. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with good food. On top of that. So
no,
you get those two things together.
Yes.
All you need is a good lawn chair to catch you and hold on to you. And
good night.
Good night. And dance some of the food off with the line dances and all those good things. But so many great performers, spoken word artists, you know, our Passport Laureate, Angelo Jeter will be, and he's just such a mainstay. And we're excited about Carlo, you know, taking over the new reins of that. But Angelo, he's been with us every year, and so Carlo should be hanging out with us in the future ones. But I locked him in as soon as he came on the stage at the Martin Luther King for breakfast January. So, but yeah, we're excited about this weekend, and we'll continue Saturday at Clinton College.
Okay.
The Freedom Fest continues there from 11 to 2. And Clinton has always been a great partner, our local HBCU here. They have a new president, Dr. Wilkes, that's in town. And so she's just welcoming us with open arms. So we're excited. More food, more dancing, more resource vendors. We've got so many people that want to share home ownership and all those great things out there. So, yeah.
We had a chance recently to meet the new president over there at Clinton College, amazing. Dr. Wilkes, and she, yes. in her discussion with the faculty and staff, she said, Clinton College is a school for every single person, yes. not those that are taking classes here yes. on the campus. So that just completely continues Absolutely. That conversation as well. Absolutely. So on the event on Saturday, June the 21st, that's 11 to 2 at Clinton College. Mm-hmm. So that's free to the public and they just come and there's all kind of events going on all day. Sabrina, yes. walk us through what we can expect on that one.
It's a festival.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we have vendors set up. We have people selling things. We have entertainment. Stacy and Tarnell Jones have been our chairpersons for activities and right. performers. So we have dancers. We have drummers. We have singers. We have choirs from churches. And it is always so uplifting. We'll have food trucks.
We love to eat here, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's just a good time. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we're very proud of is that every year we honor Dr. Ann Kane, who was an educator here in our community and a professor at Winthrop University in the education department. And she was actually my supervisor when I did my internship.
Wow.
Just like yesterday. It
totally.
Was actually 1986. Six, y'all.
You look fantastic.
Dude,
you don't
thank
look
you.
A day over 20.
That's
and
why.
I'm not just saying that because you're here, but you know I love you.
That's so why that's you're good. My friend.
I know. But so y'all give a scholarship in her honor.
We
I was
do.
Just reading this. So yes. what's the details behind this? This is fantastic.
Well, we wanted to honor her because she was one of the founders mm-hmm. and helped get Juneteenth off the ground and to become a celebration in Rock Hill. So, in honor of her, every year we give a scholarship to a student who is majoring in education. Mm. But I'll be honest with you, that has become quite the ordeal, finding students wow. that major in education.
Yeah.
So, we need to make sure that we know kids have many, many opportunities, but education is still a viable and honorable profession. Mm-hmm. So, we just like to honor her and her family, and we don't want people to forget her or any of the other founders from Mount Prospect Baptist Church
yeah.
who were instrumental in bringing Juneteenth to Rock Hill.
And you have the service on Sunday there.
Absolutely.
So talk about
yes.
that,
Absolutely.
11:15.
So we take it back to where it all began, wow. Mount Prospect. They've been a mainstay in this community right down Black mm-hmm. Street. And Zora Holmes and Dr. Ann Kane and Lewis Bird Miles Mills, I'm sorry. You know, they all came together for this work and mm-hmm. just started sharing probably as a segment at church doing mm-hmm. announcements or something. And look what it's come to, a whole entire weekend.
Wow.
And so we just we've got that torch and we're running with it. But Mount Prospect has been such a backbone. We've had mm-hmm. events there on their campus. They have a lot of land that they uh-huh. had, and so we've used that, and now we've moved to Clinton just to accommodate just more people and more access to folks that may not have transportation mm-hmm. and be easier for them to get to. But Mount Prospect has been a mainstay for us in this group.
Well, today is Juneteenth. Again, it's a time for us to learn about the history and see how we have grown as a country as we continue to move this message forward. And again, starting today, you can start celebrating today, but the real festivities, it gets underway tomorrow, Friday, June the 20th through the 22nd. You got Juneteenth Food Truck Friday kickoff from 6 to 10 right here at Fountain Park in Rock Hill. Juneteenth Freedom Fest, as they just gave the details a moment ago, from 11 to 2 at Clinton College. And then the service that Stacy was just mentioning, Sunday, June the 22nd, 11:15 in the morning at Mount Prospect Baptist Church. Juneteenth is for everyone. Mm-hmm. Come one, yes. come all, learn, be part of a community, see your neighbors, meet new friends and yeah. meet new neighbors. And this is what it's all about. And you can't have two better people there helping mm-hmm. to educate us all with Sabrina and Stacy. And we certainly appreciate what you all do, what your committee will continue to do throughout the year. To your point earlier, I know it kind of a brighter spotlight is shine right now, but work goes on behind the scenes and they're always trying to educate as well as celebrate the future. And that's a fantastic thing. So thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
7:51 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 73 degrees.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continuing to get the all clear on our Thursday morning commute. Dave Lau, Boulevard.